I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's get to Daryl Ryder, who joins us right now on the show. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You were at the Indians game last night. I want to bring that up with you. Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com. Find him on the Radio.com app as well. Daryl, I got to bring up the right guard position first, though, because all of a sudden it seems like there's not a whole lot of horses in the stable at the right guard spot. It seems it might be Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, and that's it. Could we see maybe Chris Hubbard at that spot? Could we see maybe Nick Harris at that spot? He's very young. Or could we be making a call to maybe Alex Boone?
It would be one of the first questions we asked Kevin Stefanski when we talked to him at noon today. Because they, as you mentioned, they have the depth problem now. So, was it now? Four offensive linemen, three of those guards opting out, five players total. So, we are definitely going to talk to Kevin Stefanski about that today, because I think that they're going to have to bring somebody in to try and give them some depth, because as you mentioned, they only have two guards right now, and I guess you pencil in Wyatt Teller as your starter, but you'd like to be able to have some competition to make him earn that job.
Daryl, I was very saddened to know that my big Andrew Billings, I believe number 99 jersey, is going to have to go to the thrift store or Purple Heart because he's not going to play this year. And I'm devastated. But how big of a blow is this to that defensive line as we know it? Because I saw some people panicking and that the Browns need to go out there and get more defensive line depth.
Well, I mean, they're going to probably count on Jordan Elliott to step in. They've got Daniel Aquale. There's a little bit of a depth issue there at defensive tackle. That was part of the reason that they signed Billings in the offseason, again, to be able to spell Larry Ogunjobi and Sheldon Richardson in the middle of that defensive line. Obviously, now he's not available, so, whether signing someone or, you know, through a trade or whatever, there's no question that Andrew Berry is going to have to address a couple of issues that have popped up now.
Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, Daryl, let me ask you this question. I took a beating earlier today, and I thought it was just because I think people are just more disappointed in Baker than they really have any faith in Ben Roethlisberger. I said that all things being considered, Mary Kay agreed with me yesterday, if that adds anything. I said that if I'm betting on either one of them to make a Super Bowl after this year, or after the elbow surgery coming back, I'm going to take Baker and the Browns over Ben Roethlisberger. Now, in the division, I'll take Lamar Jackson, but over Pittsburgh, I'll take Ben. Or I'll take Baker. Am I wrong?
I don't know that you're wrong, but I'd probably go Roethlisberger because he's been there, done that, and Baker hasn't. Baker's got the better supporting cast around him. He's got the better talent to work with, but I refuse to write off the Pittsburgh Steelers because every time I do, they show me how stupid I am for doing so. So I think that Roethlisberger is going to come back just fine. I think that team's going to come back just fine. I don't know if they're going to make the Super Bowl, but I would love to agree with you and say that, you know, Baker's going to take the Browns to the Super Bowl with this this supporting cast.
I know I should. I should say, yeah, I've learned my lesson a million times over and I should know better. But, you know, he's 38, and if he were Brady, like Brady's been a workout freak forever. Drew Brees has been a workout freak forever. If it were anybody else, I'd want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But even Jay Glazer was rolling his eyes when people were talking about him. Oh, my goodness, he's been working out so much. Right. And it's like, You know, when you get a big injury and you're not in great shape to begin with, you might have some problems there.
Right, and then they release some 10-second video of him throwing one football, and everyone's like, ooh, and ah, look at what great shape Ben Roethlisberger's in. Yeah, so I love Baker Mayfield's supporting cast. I really do. But they're unproven. And, you know, I threw all these expectations out there, you know, last year. They were, you know, going to make the playoffs, win 10 games, and win a playoff game. And then the wheels quickly fell off the wagon. But I think they got a better head coach this year. I think that's a big difference maker. Things are going to be more organized behind the scenes. There's going to be less chaos. Baker's motivated to show everybody that he was worthy of the number one pick and that everyone was stupid for trying to write him off last year. So I expect big things this year from Baker and this Browns offense, but this is not any normal football season that we're going to be seeing here. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. Let's not forget that. We don't even know if they're going to play the full season. So I have to temper my enthusiasm, unfortunately. But on paper, when I look at what Baker has to play with, man, it really is exciting to think about.
I know the football players that haven't opted out, they've said very positive things about the setup in Berea, and I've heard that from other facilities as well around the NFL. So that's the good news. You said, well, you don't know how many games they're going to get to. What are the players actually allowed to do right now? What is training camp looking like before they even have their first, official practice?
Yeah, well, a week from today, I believe. Next Friday is the 14th. So a week from today, they'll have their first practice, Anthony. And then a week from Monday, so August 17th, will be their first padded practice, and they can have 14 of those leading up to the start of the regular season. But right now, basically, it's a strength and conditioning, basically an hour of work in the weight room, in this case in the field house where the weight room is now located, an hour of on-field conditioning work, and then I think they're up to about a 90-minute walkthrough right now. It originally started at 60 minutes, and there was an incremental increase in that. I think they're up to 90 minutes right now. They can do basically a 90-minute walkthrough where Kevin Stefanski and the coaches can walk through with players, plays, and stuff like that, and they can throw the ball around a little bit. But it's not very intense. It's exactly that. It is a walkthrough. So we are a week away from Kevin Stefanski being able to hold his first official practice as head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I saw the Bengals announced that they were not going to have Joe Burrow and any other quarterbacks together at the same time, kind of working out because they're worried about exposure. How long can you really do something like that? Have you heard anything similar when it comes to the Browns?
Well, it didn't sound like that the Browns planned to do that, and they already had a little bit of a scare when Garrett Gilbert went on the reserve COVID-19 list. Now, granted, he wasn't on the reserve COVID-19 list very long, but you open your eyes real fast when one of your quarterbacks ends up on that list. Andrew Berry was asked actually earlier this week, Anthony, about that. You know, hey, are you going to quarantine these quarterbacks and Kevin Stefanski as well? And they might do it, right? But they were not prepared to come out and say that they're going to do something like that. They feel that they have, with the facility, with the protocols, with the education and whatnot, the encouragement that they're giving players to really watch themselves when they're away from the facility, they feel like that their motto or mantra of shared responsibility is something that is resonating with the team, and so they feel they don't need to quarantine, you know, Baker Mayfield or whatnot. And the other thing too is they have spaced out, you know, a lot of the group meeting rooms, position meeting rooms, have been converted to video conference rooms, and the ones that will still be used for in-person meetings when those begin, starting, I believe, on Sunday or Monday, they're going to start with group meetings. Right now they're doing everything virtually, but even in those rooms, such as the quarterback room, everything is spaced out, so guys aren't on top of each other, and they're following those safety protocols. So right now, as we have this conversation, I don't think that they're going to quarantine Baker Mayfield, but I do feel like that could be subject to change at a moment's notice.
Darryl Ryder on the hotline. Yeah, there might be a thought, too, of maybe meeting them individually for a while just to make sure that you can keep them separated in that way. I know some college teams are doing that. I think down at Auburn they're making sure, and a couple other places they're just, hey, we're not letting our quarterbacks be in the same room just in case. We're going to do this all separately. So, you know, if you have to go on a Sunday and all of a sudden Baker's not able to go, well, you want to be able to go to Case Keenum. You don't want to have to keep going down the line or all of a sudden have to make a position player do it. So it's one of those other thoughts to it, Darryl. But I'm very encouraged by the way they're handling this. They seem to be one of the teams that are at the forefront of all this, so hopefully it's going to put them in a much better situation. Darryl, I got to ask you about the Indians as well. Last night you were at the game. First off, what do you know about Terry Francona? We're going to have Paul Hoynes coming up here at 9:20, but right. What do you know about Terry Francona? Should I be a little bit worried? They're being pretty cool about things, but
right.
It's been about a week now, and you know, I want him to be healthy first and foremost, and I also want him to be back to be the manager of the Tribe.
Absolutely. I mean, his health comes first and foremost. Everybody loves Tito. There's no question about that. I think it's fair to be concerned just because we're all human beings and we love Terry Francona, right? I mean, but really all we know is that he underwent tests at the clinic earlier this week, multiple days, and, you know, just use a little common sense. Obviously, if you got to get looked at multiple days, that, you know, they're, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with him. And it's something that didn't just pop up on him. I guess it's something that he had been dealing with, you know, since spring training. So, and it got to a point where everybody around him became concerned for him and said, hey, you really need to go see a doctor and get checked out. And so that's what's happened. Sandy Alomar, you know, is, I think, doing a real nice job in his place. I really think that Sandy Alomar Jr., whenever Terry Francona can manage the Cleveland Indians as long as he wants to. But if and when the day comes that, you know, Terry does decide to step away, and hopefully that's not for a couple of years, I really think that Sandy Alomar is kind of the manager in waiting, you know, for this franchise. But hopefully Terry's feeling well. Yesterday, Chris Antonetti told us he not traveling to Chicago, will not manage this weekend, and the next update's going to come on Monday. And, you know, hopefully next week, Francona will be able to return to the ball club.
Darryl, we did a Would You Rather earlier in the week regarding the owners. Ken, what was specifically the question, if you could refresh?
The question was, who would you rather own the Cleveland Indians? It was LeBron James, Dan Gilbert, or still the Dolans. The Dolans finished dead last by a wide margin, 13%.
Wow.
LeBron came in second at 42%. Your leader in the clubhouse at 45% was the fantastic Dan Gilbert, who after yesterday is now worth $34 billion.
The reason I would not pick Dan Gilbert is because the franchise would be volatile. He doesn't have a lot of patience, as we know, with how he runs the Cavaliers. The only reason they have that NBA championship and the trophy case is because LeBron came home, not because of Dan's outstanding stewardship of the franchise. Let's be very clear about that. Now, you give him credit because he had a blank checkbook and he spent whatever it took to get that done. But the Dolans run the best organization in town, and they get absolutely no credit for it. They get criticized because they don't have the deep pockets to spend with the big boys in baseball, and they have to run the team like a business. And that's unfortunate because since Terry Francona has come on board, they entered this season with the most wins in the American League out of everybody under Terry Francona.
Yeah, since 2013.
More so than the Yankees. Yeah,
since 2013.
They are the best-run franchise in town, hands down. It's not even a contest. So I'm going to put him in order. I'll go LeBron just because of deep pockets. Dolan second, and then Dan Gilbert a distant.
You want
third.
LeBron to own the team?
Sure, why not?
I think he'd be a tight ass. I really do. I'm not joking. I think he'd be as big of a tight ass as Paul Dolan.
Yeah, well, and here's another thing to think about too. The Indians, their general managers, since you got to go all the way back to Hank Peters. Hank Peters was the last outside guy that was brought in. That was back in the late 80s.
Wow.
Every general manager the Indians have had since have all come from within their own organization. That, to me, speaks volumes to the type of organization that the Indians are, that they in the culture they have, that they cultivate their own talent. And they have had each of their general managers, while it might not be as consistent as fans want, and it hasn't resulted in the parade that fans have been dying for since 1948, but every one of their general managers that has come through the system has had some success of some sort.
Very true. Daryl, can't thank you enough for the time, buddy. You have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
You got it, guys. Take care.
The great Daryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Training camp coverage powered by WOW, super fast internet, Kaplan's Furniture, where quality and value cost less, and Justice & Associates, Allstate Agency, Cleveland's fans' destination for insurance. Yep, $34 billion Dan Gilbert is worth. So much more money to buy the Cleveland Indians. That coming up next. Paul Hoynes at 9:20 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.